Another good day for the Mets as they start to close in on opening day in Washington next week. Marcus Stroman went 5 innings, 76 pitches all told. A lot of hits allowed, 9, but he held the Marlins to just 3 runs in a 5-3 Mets win. The bullpen, outstanding today. Jacob Barnes, Aaron Loop, Trevor May, and Tommy Hunter, each with a scoreless inning, half of the outs being strikeouts. Barnes had 2, Loop struck out the side, May allowed a walk but got a double play, and Hunter with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. The defense was sharp as well today. 2 nice 5-4-3 double plays turned on the day, and manager Luis Rojas loved seeing J.D. Davis on top of things.
Those are 2 tough double plays there to turn. I think he's presetting his feet really well. So to his pre-pitch, to his footwork, to his throws to second base. I mean, everything is. We're talking about a pregame and how well he's playing defensively. He had a couple of plays there today where it was once again put to the test. So this kid is getting better there at third. It's pleasant to see that he's doing plays like that and also tense situations, if you want to call them. I mean, this is a division rival known for hustling, you know, playing always hard, almost like a reckless in a good way. I mean, they play hard and, they're going to put pressure running home to first all the time. And he just under control, getting rid of the ball quick, making a nice throw to McNeil, who also did a really good job both times getting rid of the ball. So a lot of good things happening around the horn. I think the hard work that this guy's had put in, you know, from day one, you guys can see that it's paying off.
Stroman had a good slider and has gone to it more often because analytics have pointed out the advantage of using it in certain counts and situations. So how does Stroman balance the analytics with maintaining a feel for the game?
You know what I mean? It's all information, man, that I'm just learning to try to incorporate into my game, and I'm just learning to change and learning to adapt because they have such numbers and there's such a it's such a help, man, and I'm starting to learn that. So it's just a matter of fusing my confidence on the mound with the pitching analytics and not letting either or kind of become too much. So like I said, I'm someone who goes off field most of the time, but when I can add a little bit of information into my back of my head and know certain sequences or certain pitches where I can attack guys, it gives you a lot more confidence going into an AB or going into an inning.
Francisco Lindor continues his offensive rampage, another home run. That is 4 in 5 games, and a double and a single. 2 RBIs, now 11 on the spring. J.D. Davis also homered. Kevin Pillar and Brandon Nimmo both with triples. And Pete Alonso with another RBI hit. He has 12 ribbies on the spring. Alonso is in a zone, in a very good place offensively.
The whole goal this year is to continue this philosophy, continue to make quality swing decisions, stay consistent, and keep battling. And that's the whole deal there. And I feel like I've been very consistent, and I've been a tough out this spring, and I want to be able to continue that when we finish this thing out, and also when we get rolling into the season.
Pete has worked hard on his defense as well, especially with no DH this year, but he was marveling at his new teammate Lindor and a defensive sequence that Lindor displayed with a couple of runners on base.
I mean, he's a hell of a ball player. He's a great guy on and off the field. And today, the entire there's a defensive sequence with first and second, no one out. The way that he holds runners and commands the game and communicates, It's absolutely outstanding, and to be able to add that dynamic to hold runners and stuff like that. I mean, just the way, like, me watching, even though he didn't necessarily make a play, the way he handled the entire situation, he was basically orchestrating the game, and that's just his baseball IQ is obviously he's extremely talented, but his baseball IQ is going to keep him in the game a really long time. And he's an absolutely hell of a player, and I'm looking forward to go to battle with him this year. It's going to be really fun.
Before the main game, Jordan Yamamoto threw a 5-inning simulated game on the backfields. He and Joey Lucchese are battling for that 5th spot in the rotation, with Carlos Carrasco being sidelined right now. And Rojas weighed in on that.
He's got a lot in the menu. So he's got pitch count, pitch type repertoire from Yamamoto is deeper, you know, he's got a lot of pitches in the menu. different than Lucchesi. He's got only like three pitches. So they're two different pitchers. Both strike throwers, low control running game. I think Lucchesi's got more experience starting games. You don't have much experience coming out of the bullpen, so being only like twice. So if there's one spot, you know, it's tough still right now for us to make that decision because, you know, we'll have to learn who, you know, if something happened, there's one spot, but both of them make the roster, like who's comfortable probably piggybacking, who's comfortable maybe coming out of the pen, being a long guy and things like that, if it comes down to that. But we're still, you know, a long ways from assembling what that, and I'm saying a long ways, we're only a week from ending this camp, but from making the decision, it'll be right by the end when we have that fifth spot. And then also that's going to play a role into the bullpen because I said earlier on the call here that we got to take in consideration about having somebody that can go multiple innings, us not having Seth Lugo and having a lot of guys that in the past have gone only one inning. So to evaluate those two, there's just a lot of things in consideration that we got to take. And even though they've thrown the ball so well in camp, so we've liked what they've done.
And don't forget about veteran left-hander Mike Montgomery. Over 180 games in the bigs, 70 of those starts, the rest coming out of the bullpen. So he's a hybrid guy who could definitely be effective.
I think. I think the multiple inning pitcher or slash starter, that's some of the things that we want to see out of him. Yesterday we did the two inning deal. I think it's built up to even more. Same with Eichhoff. But we're evaluating all these guys. We got him on the A game yesterday just because we want to see him facing another uniform. So, but he's seen attractive so far, you know, with the stuff and you think of the experience and also our needs. And I've been talking about the multiple innings. We talked about Gselman and we talked about even when you do the Yamamoto and Lucchesi comparison like Justin just asked. So he seemed attractive. So he's part of that mix that's competing as well, either for the starter or also in the bullpen.
And if you're keeping score, Jeff McNeil was plunked once again. That's seven. Count them. Seven times this spring that Mac has been hit by a pitch. Ice it down there, big fella. It'll be Taiwan Walker on Wednesday against the Cardinals. That'll be down in Jupiter. And guess who? Carlos Martinez will face the Mets for the fourth time this spring. We'll be back with another Met podcast tomorrow. I'm Ed Coleman.